Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Runners at first and second, two men out. The 1-1. And that ball hit high and deep into left field. Dominguez goes back, watches with the rest of us as Josh Young has just walked off the New York Yankees. A three-run home run to left center. Rangers win it 8-5.
Well, that was fun.
It was long. It was long.
It was a long home run.
It was
run.
A long game. Oh, boy. The three-hour game's back. Three-hour games are back, but that was a fun
except
way
Sunday.
To end it.
But, yeah, except Sunday. I think that one.
Good morning, yeah. Metroplex. It's a Tolo Tuesday edition of Sean and RJ. We got Bobby Wonder with us, along with Peyton and Aiden in the back, live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. We have some eye sensitivity right now going on. What's up with the glasses?
I don't know. I just saw them sitting here, and I think they're Wolchucks, and I just picked them up, and I was just trying to see. I don't know. Maybe this is my new look now.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever put on sunglasses.
Or, really?
Like, I mean, I put around. I don't think I've ever put on sunglasses around you guys. Is what I mean. I don't think I've ever had them on.
You don't take them out to practice. Mm-mm. Why?
I don't even buy a pair of sunglasses. I don't think I own one.
I don't usually wear mine. I wore them at practice because we were outside for like. But when I don't like when I'm driving, I never wear them.
I know there's just a connotation with sunglasses these days that maybe I just.
Is it?
I mean, you talk about it all the time. Like I feel like I'm a profile picture on Twitter when I wear them.
Is that a Unabomber joke?
No, that's the Shaw not liking the. You're in your pickup truck. You've got the sunglasses on. You probably got a little. You got the little bio flag in the corner. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't recall ever saying that. I don't profile anyone wearing sunglasses in a truck.
You profile aggressively.
I have profiled a certain type of sunglass. Yes, I have done that.
Which ones?
The Lance Armstrong kind of sunglasses. Those like sporty sunglasses.
Yeah. That guy dips for sure. The guy who the one that wrap around the sides a little bit, yeah.
Yes, all Karens wear. Not everybody who wears those glasses is a Karen, but all Karens wear those glasses.
Yeah, I don't put them on in the car unless it's a drive for like over 2 hours. You know,
eye doctor says the hat is the same as the sunglasses from a protection of your eye standpoint. So,
which I only wear hats.
Which I only wear hats too. So,
all right, let's talk about last night. Josh Young is one of the heroes, extends the 10-game hitting streak. And Jock Peterson, I almost tweeted out. I was like, I can make this a bit every time Jock comes up and I tweet, he's about to come through. He's about to come through. And then Jock Peterson hits the big home run to send in extra innings and yells to the Ranger dugout, don't F with
don't
me.
Don't play with me, yes.
Don't mess with me. My 120 average.
You don't get to yell that.
You cannot yell
that. You can be pumped. You can yell bleep, yeah. You cannot look and go like, yeah, don't mess with me.
That is athlete, though. That is athlete. That's why athletes get to where they are. The confidence, the sheer, utter confidence they have that, it'll all come around. It's all going to come around. But that was he needed it. Big time needed that one. And he got a pitch served up and took full advantage of it.
It's the redemption game. How many different times has there been criticism about Jock Peterson? How many different times has there been criticism about Ezekiel Duran, who had the two-run single that tied it up in a big spot? How much criticism has there been in the last month and a half on Josh Jung, who hits the game-winning home run? I mean, last night it was everybody coming through for you, yeah, who has basically just been destroyed by Rangers fans all season. Deservedly so, to all of them, pretty much. But it's coming in a big way, all three of them.
John Gray, 5 innings of relief.
Dude, he's the easy star of the game. He keeps them in it. Without John Gray, there's not really a chance for Jock Peterson to tie this game. There wasn't a chance for Josh Jung to win it on a walk-off.
And he still gave up 2 runs.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, like saving the bullpen, right? They didn't have to go super deep into their bullpen, you know, because you are going to have, I mean, look, you got 2 more games in this series. The way Bassett was talking last night, you know, obviously you never want to use all your relievers in game one because you give the other team a really good look at a lot of your guys. Not that it would matter with the Yankees bullpen of their super bullpen.
That's right. RJ Choppy on the practice fields of Oxnard telling me you better score against them. And I'm not doing this to mess with you. They added a lot of names, but you better score against the Yankees in the first 5.
I went and looked.
Last 3 games.
Since they debuted their super duper pooper pen.
Is that what they're calling it?
That's what I'm calling it. Super duper pooper pen.
The bull poop?
The bull poop. They have thrown 15 and 2/3 innings. They have allowed 12 earned runs.
Holy crap.
They have allowed 15 runs total because they are a bad defense. And 5 homers.
That's the way 5 home runs.
That's we went out and got the real super duper pen.
Yeah.
With Colom, all right? That's what we got.
Watching the movement, though, on his fastball is incredible.
On Colom?
Colom's fastball, like, it's starting, to a left-handed hitter, it's starting, you know, like it's going to land, you know, behind the seats to the right and then cuts back to the left. I'm like, okay, this is fun.
He also feels like he's pitching, like, almost off of the mound at times where he stands. But I was slightly panicked when the ball was hit back to him in the 10th, and he turned around to throw to second. I was like, this is going to the outfield. I was like panicking for a second, just going like, just throw home. I know you want to get the double play, but just throw home, because like, you can get the guy at home. And instead he turns back, he gets the throw to second. But that was, I was thinking, this is done. This is a run here.
It felt like this was a blowout loss to me early on. You go behind 1-0. Patrick Corbin is totally off. That's him and DeGrom now following each other and back-to-back starts just being off. But Corbin was way off.
He threw like 60 pitches in 2 innings.
Yeah, he gets that. It could have been much, 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 much worse in the first inning, and he's able to get out of it. I felt like this was going to be, you know, a quick, you know, 3-0 game. They did fall behind, and look who you're going up against. Because they're sitting there on the TV broadcast saying, well, you're up against Fried and 1-0 already feels like a lot. 3-0 could be game over, but Max was struggling as well.
Ever since he had a finger issue a couple of weeks back, ever since that, he just hasn't been the same. And that was, you know, he was a little bit off last night. But early on, first inning, it was like, okay, this guy's going to be tough to hit. He's got something today. And then the Rangers get to him in the second.
If you don't get Corbin striking out Volpe in the first inning, that felt like it could have gotten 6-0 really quick. And then, you know, I talk about how Colom, I was worried he was going to throw it into the outfield. Like, you get bailed out by like a pickoff move that goes into center and scores the go-ahead run. And you get the big Duran. It was so up and down for Fried yesterday. Because like you said, first inning, he looked great. I think what was the last inning? He pitched 5th, 6th, or whatever, where he struck out the side. He looked great at times. Yep. He looked dominant. And then there were other times he wasn't able to do anything.
Bruce Bochy on how big of a win that was.
Oh, it's got to help the morale. You know, tough road trip, come home, got in a little late. You know, had a plane delay and, you know, get down early off a really tough pitcher, one of the best pitchers in the game. You love, you know, the way they fought back and took the lead there. Of course, they regained the lead, and it's all about playing 9. And, of course, Jock, he bailed us out, you know, tying that ball game. It doesn't get any bigger than that. So, anyway, 2 outs, we got the hit we were looking for. Just a great ball game. I mean, good effort by everybody. The bullpen, again, with Gray, Danny, I mean, got in the jam there, get the big double play. A lot of good things tonight.
Yankees have now lost four in a row. They're going to get Nate Dogg tonight. RJ Choppy will be there for the return of Aaron Judge as well. Nathan Eovaldi, your American League Pitcher of the Month for July, 30 and two-thirds, 30 strikeouts, a .59 ERA. Skeens won it on the other side.
I mean, Eovaldi's been ridiculous this entire season. Whenever you've had him available, he's just been incredible this year. This is, last night though, this being you getting the game tying home run from Jock, you get the walk off from Young. What was the play 2 weeks ago you were talking about that you were like, is this the play of the season? I'm trying to remember what we were talking about. Do you remember which one it was?
Oh yeah, dang it.
Whichever it was, like you can now put up either the Jock home run to send it into extras or the Young home run last night.
It was
like
Wyatt that, running.
No, okay, yeah. So this to me, the combo of those two, Jock in the ninth and Young in the tenth, and I know it's two plays and cheating, but just getting those big home runs from two guys who have struggled, getting that late to tie it and then win it.
Yeah.
To me, that's the biggest moment of the season.
Well, because you had
last night?
Yeah.
I mean, this series was hinging. You had, like, New York had an obvious pitching advantage in the starting last night. Tonight, the Rangers have an obvious pitching advantage. And then, you know, game three, you know, it's, what is it? Is it Leiter and Rodon? I mean, I could see both pitchers going six and pitching really well, and I could see both pitchers getting absolutely blown up. You already took the game where you had the pitching disadvantage. Now you're in a great position to take two or three at minimum.
What perfect timing, because yesterday on the G-Bag Nation, they asked Chris Young, weekly GM show, are there any talks to find an alternative plan instead of giving Jock Peterson at bats?
Yeah, it's a fair question, and I get it. Trust me, it's something we discuss internally in terms of how are we going to be able to get the best out of Jock. And in fairness to Jock, he got off to a really tough start at the beginning of the season, and then he was coming out of it. I think he had a 2 week stretch right before he was hurt where he was starting to perform and was about 20% above league average offensively, and then he got hurt, and he was out for a long period of time, almost 2 months, and then we've kind of accelerated his rehab to get him back in the lineup, knowing how good he is when he's healthy. That said, he's still not in midseason form. He doesn't have his timing. His at-bats aren't where we expect him to be and where we need him to be. And so it's a very delicate balance of really trying to give Jock the runway he needs to find his timing and get going, but also doing what's best for the team in terms of performance. And I've said before, it's a performance-based game. And you know, there will come a time where we probably have to pivot a little bit and reduce playing time if the performance doesn't start here soon.
I love how honest and blunt he is about personnel decisions on the G-Bag Nation.
That was very direct. That was very just like, yeah, I mean, like...
he's done it with Adolis. He's done it with multiple people. He's done it with Josh Young.
There's no cover for him. Like I mean, that's not him. They ask basically, like, when are you going to bench him? Right. And he goes, that's fair. He's like, that's fair to ask it. And he's like, and to be, again, also to be fair, I think we did feel like Chris Young's right. Right before he got hurt, we did feel like Jock Peterson was hitting the ball hard and he was like, he was having problems just swinging and missing at stuff like Josh Young was. We felt like he was starting to come out of it a little bit and then he got set back a little bit. So hopefully, I mean, this is something where this will wake him up. And I mean, this is an instance of three out of the last four games, he's gotten base hits now. So, okay, just stack good days on top of good days.
Have we noticed if his bat speed, is there a way to find that out of his bat speed post-injury? And even in the last few games.
G-Bag, how many brisket sandos he's had. If it's less than four, the bat speed has increased.
Oh, is that what it is?
Do you think they worked that? They should have worked that in with Chris Young is what they should have done.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if he would have laughed.
I'm certain he wouldn't have.
Yeah, I think he was probably aware of what happened with Rowdy. With old Rowdy.
Bat speed's basically been the same.
Same?
Yep.
Bob, I can't do the glasses.
I look great.
You do look great. I need the eye contact to know when you're about to talk.
Okay.
It looked cool. You should wear more.
Oh, my God. It's bright in here.
You should wear more often.
Holy cow. I didn't adjust it. When you mentioned Nathan Eovaldi's ERA just in the month of July, by the way, I had to look this up. His last 75 innings, which is a massive chunk of the season. His ERA is .96.
I think that's. I mean, that'll do.
That's dominant.
That'll do.
He's the ace.
It's insane how good he's been.
He's my game one starter. He's my ace. He's the Nate Dog. On the mound tonight as R.J. Choppy will be on the field for batting practice and the return of Aaron Judge. We'll get to that coming up. Franklin LaFranco, injury attorney, text line 877-881-1053. We have a Nelly ticket giveaway. We have Ask Reddit. We have PP in the morning at 820. We have Tommy Yarsh from Oxnard, DallasCowboys.com. Is there anything you could find out about the negotiations to make you take Jerry's side? Inside the Star for a Cowboys practice recap from Cali, next on Sean and RJ.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Let's do it on your official home of the Dallas Cowboys with Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and our insider Bobby Belt. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Micah Parsons was back in his jersey yesterday for practice. Brian Schottenheimer said he wanted everybody to look the same when asked about it before they took the field.
That's look, you can...
showing respect for Schottenheimer.
I was going to say you can mock the culture thing or anything else that you want to. That shows that, like, what Brian Schottenheimer is trying to do, it does at least resonate with Micah. And Micah does have a level of respect where he'll say, okay, I'll do it. Like, I mean, and that's something that I think speaks to everything that Schottenheimer's trying to get established.
Leo Collins is back. Apparently as lean as ever, looking good. Said, excited to show what I have left in the tank. I have a whole lot left. My body is fresh. I feel great. It's almost like I don't have any weight on my joints. The current weight is 300 pounds. Says he has not been that light since high school.
Oh, man.
He's open to playing tackle or guard.
I believe it. I believe that he looks as lean as ever because you watch Joe Thomas or Andrew Whitworth or these other guys when they stop playing football for a couple of years, they do. They drop the weight. It all just kind of disappears.
Whitworth looks slender.
And Lyle Collins hasn't played football essentially for 3 years. That's basically where you're at. He's been on some teams. He's done some practice squad stuff. What did you drink?
I just went from the Peyton coffee to the Choppy coffee. I left my big coffee cup at home this morning. I put it on one of Ollie's little toys in the garage and took out the trash. And then when I got back from the trash, I got in the car and didn't grab the cup. Oh. And I had the decision like 4 minutes down the road, because I was scheduled to arrive at 5:50. I said, all right, if I go back and then leave, that's 4 extra minutes. So I'm doing the math in my head. And I was like, do I want to sweat getting here at like 5:55? Could there be an accident? So I came here naked today without the coffee cup. And I went from Peyton's one Lipton tea bag to Reuben in Oxnard. I like it extra strong, but I was not prepared for the change.
So did you get, which one did you get it out of the actual?
Yeah, it's brewing live right now.
So you just did the live brew. Oh yeah, it's always going to be stronger.
Oh my God.
Even no matter what, I just did one bag.
Oh.
I just did one bag. It's just out of the brew thing.
Oh.
Because at the end, we noticed it just does regular straight water out.
Huh?
It does just like straight water out after a little bit. So to cut it.
And you may as well move that canister right now, because twice already this morning, your mic stand, it's going to knock it over. I know it's happening.
It's got a lid.
No, it's happening. But yeah, I just drank some of that Roger Emmerich chicory right there.
No, thank you.
But Leo Collins is back. Mazi Smith went to the injury tent, apparently with knee soreness. And Nick Harris, the only practice tidbit I cared about on the field, a great day again for my guy Trayshawn Holden. Back-to-back touchdown grabs in 7-on-7 red zone.
He's been, to me, that's every year we get the undrafted free agent or the no-name nobody's talking about, who all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, is he going to show up? If Trayshawn Holden shows up in games the way he's shown up in practices, he's making the team. Like, because he's done everything he's supposed to do in practice. I understand they've got a lot of tight numbers at receiver. I understand it's a difficult spot to cut down because you've got guys you've invested draft capital in or guys that you like behind your starters, because you've got Mingo here. All right, is he going to be the third or the fourth? You've got Turpin. Turpin seems like the third receiver. Right. He seems like the number two guy who's going to get touches in this offense right now. But then behind that, you've got Ryan Flannoy, who they drafted. You've got Jalen Tolbert, who it feels like might be kind of in a do-or-die situation at this point.
I think Mingo's going to give us a little bit this year that we're pleasantly surprised by.
Mingo or Tolbert? Who do you think is going to... You think Mingo's going to do more? That's... You got to move Tolbert then, I think.
Yeah.
Right now?
I mean, he's coming off a 50-catch season, everything. Like, I don't want to cut him.
Led the team, excuse me, in touchdowns.
Yeah, he did. He was really good against double coverage last year. He was one of the most efficient receivers in the NFL against double coverage. It's just, to me, it's like, I don't want to just outright cut him. He's a former third-rounder who had a decent year last year that some team might go, we'll give you a late seventh to have a receiver who's produced.
Let's pump the brakes a little bit on Holden. Every year we have a receiver who we talk about in Oxnard. It's easy in your one-on-one drills and your 7-on-7, and then we don't see anything.
Well, and just take Holden out of it.
I can't keep him over a 50-catch guy anyway.
Take Holden out of it, though. Right now, I think everybody feels like it's for sure Lamb, Pickens, Turpin, and then probably Mingo. You're still talking about Tolbert having to be fifth, which the fifth receiver is not touching the field very much.
Well, Clarence Hill tweeted, Jalen Tolbert's not going anywhere because he can still tackle on special teams. So that was a special teams note from Clarence.
Bones isn't here anymore. We don't have to worry about that anymore.
All right. Nick Harris resetting. It's going to be the Rams on the practice field today. No Matt Stafford. I think it's going to be 4:00 Central. If you want to follow all of the Cowboy insiders in Oxnard, one of them is Nick Harris. And he kind of reset how we got here with Micah. And it had Bobby asking, is there anything you can find out about the negotiations that would make you switch sides? 85-15 was the poll question result with over 5,000 Tolos voting. Whose side are you on? 85%, Micah.
Which I feel like the answer for most people is probably, regardless of which position you're holding right now, the answer is probably no. There's not much more you could find out that you're going to come to Micah's side if you're on the front office side. There's not much more you can discover that if you're on Micah's side, you're going to come to the front office side, which is probably not the way to look at it. It means you probably need to stop down and take a closer look at, all right, what's really going on here and what can we determine? Because
my instant answer is, if I find out they're not moving off of 50 a year, I'm on Jerry and Steven's side.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's we don't have
and I'm not saying
yeah.
asking it to get to 45. I'm saying if they're not moving off of 50, I'll be on Jerry and Steven's side.
What's the number one? Is the number at 41 and a half now? 42? Yeah,
41.
41, TJ.
Well, shoot, man. Even if they're holding on 45, I'm not on their side. If they're holding on 45, even that's too much of a jump. You can't have. What was the going into this year? That would have been a $10 million jump just this year alone in that one position group.
I mean, Mulugeta's gotten a higher jump on a lower number. He took the $24 million number for corners and got Stingley 30 this year. And so 41 to 45 is not even as big of a
jump. No, but in the same – see, to me, it's like it's a $5 million offseason incrementally. You know, it's like you started at 34 and you get to 50.
But, I mean, that was because Horn got 25, and then the next day Stingley got 30. They've done it before.
I'm guessing that they want 4 for $45 a year fully guaranteed. That's my guess.
Probably.
Yeah, I wouldn't. That's probably around what it is, which would, yeah, that would 4 for $45 a year would be 180. Because you're talking about $180 million fully guaranteed.
Because Jerry was kind of suggesting the number around 200, and we were all like, all right, 5 for $200. Okay, well, that's at 40. Jerry said, I've reached. Getting it basically fully guaranteed at 200, I'm not viewing as a reach if I'm Micah and his agent, that you're fully guaranteeing it. We're in those ballparks anyway with other players.
Yeah, and look, we've talked about it before. David Mulugeta is not just, he doesn't just want to be, get his guy to be the highest paid. He wants to get him something nobody else has.
Yeah.
But like he
wants to make history.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson, you're fully guaranteed. You know, Derek Stingley, you're going to jump the market by 20% or whatever. Like, I mean, you're talking about he wants to get something that's completely unique to his player that goes, this matches what that guy
and
is.
And I should have put the agent on the poll question of who do you blame, because we got a great call yesterday from a female Tolo in Indiana. I remember the state where I heard her correctly, unlike the other call that won G-Bag of the day, apparently. And she said, why are we not mad at the agent? Micah came out on Friday in the trade demand and said, I was willing to negotiate and do it before the other pass rushers got paid and left money on the table. And that screams the agent saying, no, you're not going to.
It did. It sounded to me like he was saying he had to tell his agent, I don't care that that's how you want to do it. Go reach out. And his agent reached out, and then the Cowboys didn't get back to him. That's how Micah positioned it. Yeah. Now, Micah could be – some of this could be a little off, because this is – I think when you read through this timeline that Nick Harris wrote over at the Fort Worth Star-Telegram of just, it's kind of a, he called me the other night and he was telling me he was working on this and that this was going to be, he just had this really comprehensive breakdown of like, I'm just putting in everything we know that's fact, not anything somebody's claimed that we haven't verified. This is just going to be the stuff that we factually know both sides agree has happened so far. And he starts it off in September of last year where I had remembered this quote, but it was the quote from Mike. He said, a lot of fans, he's on his Edge podcast, he said, a lot of fans are worried about me. I know I'm going to be a Cowboy. There's nothing like Cowboys Nation. The love is mutual. But I'm focused on winning the big games. The contract, I'm not really worried about. Steven came on with us later that day after these quotes came out. Not with us, but on the station. And Steven had said, Micah made a conscientious decision that he thinks he can put together an even better year. I think he got off to a great start against the Browns. I think his play speaks louder than words. I think he expects to have a great year under Mike Zimmer and then probably feel comfortable to talk about it then. So I will say this, jumping back and remembering Steven had said that, which I had not remembered, that is a very consistent line then from the Cowboys for a year now, that Micah had told them last year, I don't want to negotiate. And Micah then claimed in a statement, it's the other way.
Choppy and I were told in Oxnard by someone really, really important that Micah was not trying to get a deal done last year.
Right.
We were told that. So that lines up with what Nick says.
So the fact
and that... why wouldn't he?
Because he wants to see others get done, and he thought he was going to be able to have a great year.
They were like, the way I'm roughly paraphrasing, it was like, you don't think we would want to get this done? Would have wanted to get it done for like 30 or mid-30s? They weren't doing that.
No. It doesn't sound like they were willing to entertain it. At least, again, Steven publicly claimed that last September, and Micah didn't shoot it down. In fact, Micah said, I'm not really focused on the contract. I'm focused on winning games right now. And so to me, that does at least refute one thing that was in his statement, which is he said, I was ready to negotiate last year. It's like, well, that's wrong. So if there's doubt in that one, it does make you start going, is there anything else in here that's not totally lining up and being laid out the right way?
And, you know, going back to the comment about why don't we just, where are we not blaming the agent on this? I just can't ever blame an agent. That's their job. Their job is to change the game. Mm-hmm. Is to get you more money. It's to reset everything. How the hell are you going to blame an agent? I mean, they're just doing their thing. And you know, now you want to blame because of the advice? Well, I mean, the player's in charge theoretically,
right?
I can't ever blame an agent. The agents, people always wanted to blame Scott Boras. Scott Boras wasn't the problem. Scott Boras is doing his job.
Charles Robinson wrote about it yesterday or 2 days ago in that article you had mentioned yesterday that Dak did a really good job of the entire time publicly putting his agent out front and saying, that's who you talk to. And you don't come to me. You're not doing that. Jerry had walked up to Dak the weekend before or like a couple days before he signed his deal ahead of the Cleveland game. And when he came up to him, he had told him, like, the way Dak relays it is he came up to him and was like, they had a quick conversation and Dak's impression was he wasn't going to get the deal done. But that was really the only interaction he had with Jerry about the contract. Otherwise, he just let Todd France handle all of it. I think the issue here, and part of what Nick lays out, you got to remember, December last year, Micah very openly talking about how willing he was to get the deal done, how much he wanted to do it, how good his relationship with Jerry was. January 10th at the Cotton Bowl, Micah and Jerry are sitting together and they're laying down, they're talking about the future and talking about likely the coaching situation and everything else. And he had talked to the media that they sat down and they were talking about, where do you see us going? How can we become contenders? How can we bounce back from this year? I think the problem here is that Micah put himself in front of Jerry a couple of different times to where Jerry probably thought, like, all right, this is, you talked to me at the Cotton Bowl. Now we're sitting down. We're talking about the future.
Yeah.
I think unknowingly, he had some missteps here and he didn't play. Now, I ultimately will still say the Cowboys are the ones who have to get this done. And the Cowboys ultimately have the majority of the blame. I just think there's enough about the way Micah's gone about this that you can say there's some responsibility on Micah's side.
Yeah, I'm not going to put it anywhere close to Romo category, right? But it felt like Micah was becoming Jerry's next one that Jerry would put his arm around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. This is going to be my next son / protege. And then when Micah was like, no, I'm not doing that. I think that's an extra level of betrayal that Jerry feels because it's like, hey, man, you butted up to me. Everyone knows we're going to sit next to each other at different events. Micah talking about Jerry at the Super Bowl, waving him down on the street. It was like he's the new pet. He was the new teacher's pet, didn't follow through with it, and Jerry felt extra spurned.
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest problem is that it's now become, we talk about how personal it feels like on Micah's end. Like, man, they've gotten personal with me. I think Jerry feels like it's personal for him.
Yep.
Like you guys just disrespected me.
Why did Jay-Z and Nicki Minaj get involved with the Dallas Cowboys drama? That's next with a Nelly ticket giveaway as well, right here on The Fan.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That is Peyton Phillip Russell. This is Sean and RJ here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. Back to maybe the win of the year last night in Arlington at 7 o'clock. We got a Nelly ticket giveaway, 720 Expressway, and we will ask Reddit. So I had to use Grok the other day, although I didn't actually type out the question. I just retweeted someone else doing the work for us. And by the way, side question.
I don't even know how to ask these things.
What?
I don't even know how to ask AI.
You go, hey, at Grok, ask your question.
Oh, see, then everybody knows what you're asking. I need a privatized
thing. No, you don't need to. If you go on the app, there's a little personal Grok section where you don't have to tweet at him.
Oh, baby.
Or yeah. Her. I just assume it's him.
So you can do that on Twitter, or I do have the Grok app. It's fantastic.
Okay.
It is fantastic. But I'm like you. I don't want to put my business out. Yeah. I'm not going to say, hey, Grok, tell me who's
why I don't ask questions during Jerry interviews. I know it's not stupid.
How do I beat Orange Magic Wings, Grok?
I lost my train of thought. Oh, my side note was this. You know that we never fully agree on anything in life anymore, right?
Yep.
Twitter is a cesspool, and everyone has an agenda. Everyone. Are we all just total blind, full believers in Grok? That yeah, well, Grok is unbiased and gives us the straight answer? I feel like right now, Grok is the most trustworthy source in the world.
I believe nothing is unbiased. Okay. Everything has a slant.
All right.
Well, someone's programming it.
I scared.
And that person has a slant.
I scared Choppy. I need to, it's a long conversation. I just need to do it in a segment at some point this week. But I got into a fight with ChatGPT recently.
Of course,
we're not talking. We're not talking.
Get into a fight with an inanimate object.
We're not talking. Yeah, we're not talking anymore. Like we're just on the outs until it apologizes. But I showed Chop while we were at Oxnard, and it was freaking him out. Like, I had basically gotten lost down some rabbit hole, and ChatGPT basically acknowledged, like, all right, I was trying to lie to you so that you'd stop asking me questions.
ChatGPT said that?
Yeah, it basically said that.
Yeah.
Even you even annoyed a robot.
Yeah, I know. And the robot's like, all right, I tried to lie to you so that you would stop asking me.
God. He was asking the robot about all things that, you know.
It's like the meaning of life questions.
And also all things that, you know, someone of you know, my kind of people would ask, you know, just questions.
Italians?
Some, yes, but he went down that rabbit hole.
Oh.
And let me tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot
scandals.
There. I'll show you during the break. It's quite terrifying.
Tinfoil hat, baby.
So I assume Grok is the same way as ChatGPT.
Oh, I trust Grok right now. And I don't see many people fighting with it. So Nicki Minaj somehow inserted herself into this Dallas Cowboys drama. I'm going to start with Dez Bryant giving Micah Parsons props on his Twitter account after the trade request.
Hey, Micah, what you doing? A message that you send him, the business that you're standing on, is extremely major, brother. You know, the guys like myself, guys who came before you, we failed. You know, we failed tremendously on standing our ground, you know, due to the lack of knowledge and the lack of support entering a world that we was very unfamiliar with. You know, I remember being in that situation like you. Nervous, scared, don't know which way to go. Can't trust my support system. By the way, shout out to David, man. You know, he's one of the best agents in the business. You know, I respect how y'all go about y'all business.
So that's Dez supporting Micah, while also, I think, inadvertently firing shots at Roc Nation, who represented him when he's like, my support team didn't get it done the way you're getting it done. That's what I took from listening to that. Well, Nicki Minaj decides to tweet Dez and say, how about we play a game? Every time you do a Jerry Jones or NFL story time, I'll do a story time of my own. Now, thanks to Grok's help, I found out that Nicki Minaj apparently hates Jay-Z
oh, yeah.
and Roc Nation.
Yeah, it's something to do with her Lil Wayne Drake.
There was a time where they were on good terms. They're not on good terms anymore.
Dez answers back basically saying, yo, no thanks. I don't want any part of this. You really get a feel for celebrity and popularity when you go and look at Dez Bryant's followers versus Nicki Minaj's followers.
Oh, it's
I think it's quadrupled. It's like 3 to 17 or 18 million. And Nicki Minaj, that wasn't good enough for her, with Dez saying, no thanks, I want no part of this. As she writes back, all my stories will be about Roc Nation, Jay-Z, and the alleged racist Desiree Perez, Roc Nation's CEO. I hope you fully understand the rules. It is your truth. And Dez again is like, look, Miss Nicki, leave me out of it. I don't want no problems. Then she crosses the line by bringing up Dez's 2012 arrest for misdemeanor domestic violence against his mother. He wrote back, he did not go to jail or touch his mom. He was defending himself, had to remove her nails from his skin. There's corruption in Dallas at the time, before bringing up her husband, saying, why are you even talking to me? Your husband is a registered sex offender. Then Nicki Minaj replies back and says, I'll offer you $10 million to fight him since you beat your own mom. $10 million cash offer for Dez versus whoever Nicki's husband is. I would not want to be. I don't know if this guy's. He better be an MMA or UFC guy, because Dez Bryant's one of the last people I think you would ever
want
to fight.
I would not want to tussle with Dez Bryant.
Hell no.
All.
Yeah. So I don't know who the husband is, but that's Nicki Minaj getting involved because of her hatred for Jay-Z and Roc Nation. And then Dez had another round of fighting with Jerry Jones after Jerry said this Saturday, while explaining why he hasn't contacted Micah's agent.
Because the agent, when we have a problem within the team and a player, I don't ever find the agent. He's nowhere to be found. Okay? Jay-Z said that Micah would make all, not Micah, but that Dez would make all meetings. Jay-Z and I negotiated the contract. We spent hours negotiating the contract. Jay-Z. And he said, anybody in my organization is on time. I said, my office used to be on the street corner, and I've always been early. So they will be on time. I said, where do I sign? But I'm going to call you. Finally, he quit taking my call.
Dez got a hold of that and tweeted to Jerry Jones, I don't think it's smart to mention my name. I kept quiet about a lot of unfair S. We can have story time if that's what we are doing. Roc Nation then tweeted Sunday morning in 2015 at the 21 Club on a napkin. Jerry Jones, Juan Perez, Jay-Z, and Stephen Jones negotiated a 5-year, $70 million deal, which included 45 blah, 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 at the time, second largest contract for a receiver in history. The claim that Mr. Carter or Roc Nation representatives did not return a call from Jerry Jones is not only a false statement, but it is a comical one.
Man, for the most part, outside of a string of events, this franchise done a really good job of keeping the bodies hidden. You don't want to open that can with Dez. Like, Dez is one of those guys that you don't want to go down that road where he could start.
Well,
because, you know, there's no way of like corroborating. Like, they're not going to corroborate or deny. Yeah. They're going to ignore everything Dez says. But if Dez starts going at him on social media, that's out there. And once it's out there, it doesn't matter what the truth is.
Yeah, I don't think Dez wants to go down that road either.
I don't think he does either. I'm just saying, again, once something's out there, it's impossible to put that genie back.
Yeah, I think Dez is talking. And I love Dez. And Dez is, you know, I think Dez is still hurt by how everything went down with his career in terms of just the trajectory, the getting hurt, the feeling like he was playing through injuries that he didn't think he should have, and how he feels like that ended his career prematurely. How he felt like, you know, I'm here as a loyal soldier for the Cowboys and doing things, and then it's just like not even a pay cut's offered. It's just you're cut and you're gone. And so I think it was a brutal thing. And then when he got the chance to play the Cowboys, he had that false positive COVID test that kept him out of the game and just kind of killed his spirit. I think there's a lot that upsets him that when he reflects back on it. And so I understand the emotions of it all. I think if he sat there and thought about it, do I want to get into a P match with the Dallas Cowboys, I think he's going to say no. He does not want to
do that. Let's break down Jerry's justification for not talking to Mulugeta because of what happened with Dez.
By the way, Nicki Minaj's husband is 5'9", 172. I think that Dez is going to be fine.
Yeah, I just saw him. He's not tight. Now, unless he's some like you said, MMA-trained jiu-jitsu warrior.
Right.
I'm not taking.
I'm taking 6'2", 225 Dez.
Yeah, I'm taking that, and I'm taking a quick $10 million if I'm 88.
Yeah.
So let's break down Jerry's negotiating justification. He's saying because the agent is not there when things go awry during a season, I don't need to talk to an agent to negotiate Micah's deal. Are these apples and apples? Apples and oranges?
No, it's not.
In his world, they are.
It's not a legitimate comparison. It's not. And I mean, if you want to be honest, I know that.
I don't want to be.
David has been more involved in telling them certain things about Micah. Like, hey, no, Micah, make sure Micah's got this. And I think that they haven't liked that all the time.
You mean like to hold him accountable or he needs special? No,
they want Micah to do something or something like that. And he's like, that's going outside the bounds of what he's supposed to do. No, he's not doing that. Like I think there's been a little bit of that. And so.
And also, like, Jerry's whole philosophy is like, why would I have a GM? I have to go through the GM to get to me. Right? Why would I go to the agent? I just go to the player.
Right. But I mean, like, the whole thing of just like, well, they're nowhere to be found during the season. Well, no, David will check in with them and he'll tell them certain things about, like, you're not going to have Micah do this. And it's not even related to stuff on the field necessarily. It could just be stuff about commitments or different things like that. And he's willing to check in on that sort of stuff. So that's not David. That's not a legitimate gripe with him, I don't think.
They're just not getting the answer they want about the other commitments.
it's mama, daddy, and the kid story again with Jerry. It's like Jerry talking about the other day. It's the same sort of thing. I don't like this answer. We'll go get another answer from somebody else.
877-881-1053. So that is how Nicki Minaj, Jay-Z, Jerry Jones, and Dez Bryant all fit together in the Micah Parsons story.
Such a Barbie.
What's that?
Nicki Minaj. Her Barbs. That's her little fan club, her Barbies.
Oh, the Barbies.
Mm-hmm.
Are they? How do you rank them versus the Swifties and the Beehive?
I mean, the Barbies haven't been relevant, I don't feel like, for like 10 years, so Nicki's career has kind of gone downhill.
Nelly ticket giveaway coming up at 7:20, commercial-free expressway with Ask Reddit. But the most maligned Texas Ranger, the guy who gets beat up the most by the fan base, had his moment. That's next on the Home of the Rangers with Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fam.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.